time now for music. And if you happen to be hanging around the music scene in L.A. in the late 1980s, you'd inevitably come across this band's music spilling out of open car windows or shaking the walls of rock clubs. Coming down the mountain. Jane's Addiction didn't just redefine the L.A. rock scene in the late 1980s. The band had a huge influence on alternative music, all behind its lead singer, Perry Farrell.
We were able to break through then a very sluggish and stale scene that was basically hair metal. And it was, you know, arena rock. So we went and brought the alternative to that.
But almost as soon as they'd gained the world's attention, Jane's Addiction split up in 1991. That same year, Nirvana would cruise through the wake left by Perry Farrell and his band. Modest reunions have taken place since then, but now, three of the four original members of Jane's Addiction are back with a brand new record. This is Underground, a track from Jane's Addiction's new record, The Great Escape Artist.
I wanted to set my, you know, sails for places unknown with this record, but I come to find that in the end there's no place like home, and Jane's Addiction is an underground phenomenon. We've never been a pop group, and I don't know if we ever will be.
You and your bandmates sometimes had challenging relationships, fair to say, I think.
That's very fair. That's very kind, actually.
Sometimes the discord even spilled out onto the stage, public fights and so on. Well, what is it like to reunite now, now that you've all got other lives, you've grown up, you've got kids?
Yeah. Well, it is fantastic because there's something innately wonderful about making up. It's forgiveness, and it's not just the act of being forgiven. That feels good, but actually forgiving other people feels almost as good. Maybe it even feels better in a way. Today, I'm a much more mature person. I'm able to appreciate my life and those around me that, you know, surround me and enhance and make my life better. And that includes Jane's Addiction and the players. And so it feels better than the first time around, because back in those days, you know, we were all very immature and we did not know how to handle everything that came upon us. You know, we, within a 5-year period, created Lollapalooza, and the world changed, as you point out. You know, the we broke down and broke the walls of music, and the new place where we were, it was like we were entering into a portal. We had no appreciation for each other, and we had no appreciation for our circumstances, and now we do. So it is great, and I'm so glad that we had a second chance. We didn't know that it would blow up with such might. The stars are even brighter. Could you stay by tonight? Send out the shockwave.
I want to ask you about Lollapalooza, the concert series that you started back in 1991, which I had the pleasure of going to that year. You always made a point of inviting hip-hop artists to perform right alongside the big alternative bands of the day. These days, no one would bat an eye at something like that. That's just normal, that kind of collaboration. But in 1991, those two audiences were very separate. What was your guiding philosophy when you set it up?
Well, I tried to look at it like my record collection.
Huh.
So I didn't bat an eye. And it was kind of a dangerous environment back in those days to go out and listen to hip-hop if you're a white kid. I remember I actually was pretty afraid, because the gangs in Los Angeles would just kind of move through the crowd. And, man, they would just start knocking people out. And I remember thinking, man, I got to get back against the wall here. Maybe they're not going to hit me. But I thought it would be a great environment to introduce the hip-hop artists to the Lollapalooza audience. They really loved it, and it was a smash.
I'm speaking with Perry Farrell from the band Jane's Addiction. They've reunited for the new record, The Great Escape Artist. On this new record, there is a song called Twisted Tales. And it seems to hint at your childhood. You sing, I had no mother, felt no trust. And for people who know about your life, your mother committed suicide when you were just 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Is this song about you?
Well, lyrically, Jane's is always autobiographical. I have to go and bring back these great stories. So it's my time to kind of live it up, or in some cases, live it down. But either way, I always make sure that it's true stories, because I find that that's really where you'll find the passion and the insight and the depth of a person's soul.
I had no mother, I felt no trust, no family structures, yes, I've been busted. I laid my bed out in my back seat under the stars is where I.
Of course, struggled with addiction. So did other members of the band. I mean, some would be amazed that you made it through all of that.
Yeah, I know. They always, you know, that old adage, I'm lucky to be alive. So are we all. I mean, I'm so thankful for my life. I love my life. I loved my life as it was, but it didn't have my family. Now my ambition, as well as, you know, producing great music for people to listen to and love and play again and again and again, I want to be a great father. I want that holiday card. I want to be that guy with a great family. I really do. Like that, to me, I'm as ambitious in being a dedicated husband as I am anything else.
You've got two boys, right?
I have two boys, yeah.
Which I have to say, for most of us Jane's fans, is pretty crazy that Perry Farrell's a dad.
I feel that they're going to be really mature. Like, I'm taking them down to Occupy Wall Street. We've got, you know, big cardboard signs that we made, and we're going to go and do their first protest. And I think that I'm raising some really great young men that have no respect for their dad. And I wish they did, but maybe that'll come later.
That's Perry Farrell. He's the lead singer for Jane's Addiction. They're back with a new album. It's called The Great Escape Artist. You can hear a few tracks at our website, nprmusic.org. Perry Farrell, thank you so much. It's been great to have you on.
Oh, thanks. It's been great.
Welcome to the world.
And for Sunday, that's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News, I'm Guy Raz. Check out our weekly podcast, The Best of Weekends and All Things Considered. You can find it at iTunes or at npr.org/weekendatc. We post a new episode every Sunday night. We're back on the radio next weekend. Until then, thanks for listening.